So I'm here today with Dr. Ibrahim, the District Commissioner for Moshi Rural and Moshi Bourbon. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. So thank you for agreeing to talk to us, Dr. Ibrahim. Yeah. Could you please just tell us what you think are the most pressing needs in the schools of the district?
Well, it's really a broad question because our schools have got great needs. It depends on where they're located. But most of the things we are missing now are the infrastructures, the classrooms, the dormitories, housing for teachers and everything. But to go for the other, in most of the places you need the desks, school desks are missing, some infrastructure for water and everything. But in the moment, it will depend on what kind of school you have visited. In the urban places, it's a bit better, but in the rural areas, most of the schools, the infrastructure we really need to either to build new things or to shape up those ones which are existing, because they are degrading. There's all these structures which need to be made well. I mean, the desks, school desks, school classrooms, houses for teachers, and laboratory, and all those things. But we also need a lot of books. Most of the schools have got no enough books for study. They share. Most one book could be shared by almost 3 to 4 children.
Right.
So we need such things. This is the work for the government. The government is doing a lot to make sure that every school has got everything what it needs. But there are many schools nowadays, many students nowadays, right, compared to the past. The government cannot capture every area at once. So that's why it is it's necessary for other non-government organizations to join hands with the government to help and see what they can help. And then we have even other schools which have got special needs, like the deaf, the blind, the albinos, et cetera, et cetera. All these really need special attention. Now, all those needs which are needed, they cannot be purchased in time. So with this relationship of the non-government organization, we'll speed up achieving the goal.
Thank you.
So we really appreciate your work, and we really welcome you to join hands with us so that we can fulfill the goals.
Thank you, Dr. Ibrahim. One more question. Could you suggest some ways in which we can strengthen our partnership to benefit even more children in the district?
Yeah, the only way is collaboration. Let's work together closely, informing each other that we need this, we can do this, we don't have this. So if we collaborate together earlier before we start implementing, we'll find a way easier that we go straight away to the target and help what is necessary at the meantime. That is very important.
Absolutely. And finally, do you have a message for our donors and supporters who raise funds to support all our work over here?
The message is very clear, that they're warmly welcomed to us. The room is very big, and we really need their help. Whenever they have time, if it is even better if they come and visit us themselves, they see with their own eyes, then they will realize what is needed with those people. And then when they come, they need to collaborate with those people who are in need. Then they will get all the information, what is needed now, what is needed afterwards, and what is the need in the future. And this will be, this collaboration will make smoothening of the implementing our projects and fulfilling our obligations to these students and children.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ibrahim. Asante sana.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Ibrahim, the District Commissioner for Moshi. And this is Feroz Patel, Chief Exec, Child Rich International, signing out.